Es un gran honor para nosotros visitar a ustedes. ¿Qué honor para visitar con la Universidad 21? Qué bueno. Y este fin de semana estamos teniendo una conferencia para solteros. Y también muchas gracias para Mauricio, mi traductor. Sin él no puedo enseñar. Que esta mañana estudiaremos sobre Jesús, pero no more talking in Spanish. All right, so this morning,
esta mañana,
we're going to look at Jesus.
Vamos a ver Jesús.
What a great idea the single leaders had.
Qué gran idea el ministerio de solteros tuvieron.
To study about Jesus.
Estudiar acerca de Jesús.
Yo soy.
Yo soy.
No, you say, I am.
I am.
Yeah. Because really, what could be a more important part of our Christianity than Jesus, right?
Así es que, ¿qué cosa puede ser más importante de nuestro cristianismo que Jesús?
And we looked at Jesus who said, on the way.
Y vemos que Jesús puso e inició el camino.
He didn't just say, I have a way.
Él no solo dijo, yo tengo el camino.
He didn't just say, I'm showing you the way.
No solo dijo, les muestro el camino.
He said, I am the way.
Yo soy el camino.
And we found out that he's the truth.
Y sabemos que él es la verdad.
Jesus didn't just say, I have the truth.
Jesús no solo dijo, yo tengo la verdad.
He didn't just say, I offer you the truth.
No solo dijo, yo ofrezco la verdad.
He said, I am the truth.
Yo soy la verdad.
And then we saw that he's the life.
También vimos que él es la vida.
He gives us abundant life.
Y que nos da vida abundante.
Without him, there's no life.
Sin él, no hay vida.
So I want to ask you this morning, who do you think Jesus is?
So quiero preguntarte esta mañana, ¿quién tú crees que Jesús es?
Some people think he was a wise man.
Algunos piensan que era un hombre sabio.
Others say he was a prophet.
Algunos dicen que era un profeta.
Some people say he's a liar.
Otros dicen que era un mentiroso.
Some people think maybe he was crazy.
Otros piensan que quizás estaba loco.
Some say Messiah.
Algunos dicen el Mesías.
Others, son of man.
Otros el hijo del hombre.
Still others say God in the flesh.
Otros dicen Dios en la carne.
Some say just a legend, a myth.
Algunos dicen que es una leyenda, un mito.
A man, a mere man.
Simple hombre.
Some people say one of many important religious leaders.
Uno entre varios líderes religiosos.
Maybe like Confucius.
Quizá como Confucio.
I don't know about Joseph Smith. That's another deal there. Some people say there's many ways to heaven.
Otros dicen que hay muchos caminos al cielo.
And they say they're all the same. Buddha, good guy. Muhammad, good guy.
Muhammad,
kind of different paths to the same place. But what about Jesus? Maybe like Baha'u'llah. Or the Buddha. So we're going to look at three aspects. We're going to look at the claims of Jesus. We're going to look at the fulfillment of prophecy.
Vamos a ver la cumplimiento de las profecías.
And last of all, the resurrection.
Y al final, la resurrección.
So, what about Jesus?
Sí. ¿Qué hay de Jesús?
During his lifetime, some thought he was crazy.
Durante su vida, algunos creen que estaba loco.
We'll see some verses that say that.
Vamos a ver algunos versículos que dicen eso.
Some people thought, liar!
Algunos pensaron, ah, mentiroso.
Making it all up.
Todo lo está inventando.
Others said, Messiah.
Algunos dijeron que Mesías.
And fell at his feet. And it fell to his feet.
Y que cayeron a sus pies.
One thing that never happened.
Una cosa que nunca sucedió.
They said, ah, not a good guy. Kind of, you know, nice way to get to heaven. The typical response we see today here in Tijuana, nobody had that response to Jesus. So let's talk about Jesus' claims. With the singles this weekend, we saw he claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. In John 5:39, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you've been studying the Bible your whole life. But you missed the main point.
Pero perdiste el punto más importante.
It says the whole Old Testament was written about me.
Todo el Antiguo Testamento fue escrito acerca de mí.
What a claim.
Qué afirmación.
Imagine I came to you this morning.
Imagínate que yo vengo aquí esta mañana.
I say, you all don't understand the Bible. It was all about me.
Todo es acerca de mí.
What would be your response?
¿Cuál hubiera sido tu respuesta?
This guy a little crazy or something. Jesus said in John 6:35.
Jesús dijo en Juan 6:35.
Let's read that.
Vamos a leer Juan 6:35. Y Jesús les dijo, yo soy el pan que da vida. El que viene a mí nunca tendrá hambre. Y el que cree en mí nunca tendrá sed.
All right, Roberto, now that you're standing up, I want you to stay standing up. And I want you to tell the crowd here that you are the bread of life. You know, some people say Jesus was just another religious leader. A wise man who taught wise things. But Roberto says, I'm the bread of life. And what's your response? You laugh. And then Roberto says, no, I'm not kidding. I'm the bread of life.
Yo soy el pan de vida.
And anyone who eats from me will have eternal life.
Y aquel que crea en mí va a tener vida eterna.
Do you believe that?
¿Tú crees eso?
No, he said. No, I don't believe that at all.
Yo creo eso para nada.
And then in verse 51.
En versículo 51.
He said, if anyone eats this bread.
Si alguno come ese pan.
He will live forever.
Va a vivir por siempre.
Did Jesus claim to just be another great religious teacher?
Dijo, afirmó Jesús que era solo otro líder religioso.
He said, if anyone eats from me, he will have eternal life. And then there's John 8:46. Let's read that one.
Vamos a leer esa.
Let's read 45 through 47.
Dice, pero como yo digo la verdad, ustedes no me creen. ¿Quién de ustedes puede demostrar que yo tengo algún pecado? Y si digo la verdad, ¿por qué no me creen? El que es de Dios escucha las palabras de Dios, pero como ustedes no son de Dios, no quieren escuchar.
I like Jesús Junco to stand up. And I'd like him to say, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? Can anyone prove me guilty of sin? You can sit down now. His wife says, yeah, this morning. Yeah, a little bit of an attitude. Imagine this man, Jesus. He stands in front of hundreds of people. Some of them had known him since he was a child. Alguien que conoce a él
since he was a child.
And he says, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? Look at the response in verse
48. Los judíos le dijeron entonces, tenemos razón cuando decimos que eres un samaritano y tienes un demonio.
See, what they didn't say is, yeah, last week. You lost your temper.
Te molestaste.
I remember I saw you looking at a woman the wrong way just a few weeks ago. Jesus never sinned.
Jesús nunca dijo, nunca dijo,
and nobody can convict him of sin.
Ninguno lo puede hacer como víctima de pecado.
Do you think Muhammad could say that?
¿Usted cree que Mahoma pudo haber dicho eso?
Actually, Muhammad had a bad temper.
De hecho, Mahoma tenía muy mal temperamento.
And he married more than 30 women.
Casó con más de 40 mujeres.
Some were children.
Algunas eran niñas.
And he massacred hundreds.
Y masacró a cientos.
I don't think he would have claimed to be without sin. What about Buddha? Do you think he claimed to be without sin? No, in fact, he was embarrassed of this sin. Now let's read John chapter 8. Verse 58 and 59.
Jesús les contestó, les aseguro que yo existo desde antes que existiera Abraham. Entonces, ellos tomaron piedras para arrojárselas, pero Jesús se escondió y salió del templo.
So Jesus says,
así que Jesús dijo,
before Abraham was born,
antes de que Abraham hubiera nacido,
I am.
Yo soy.
That was the theme of our weekend.
Eso fue ese tema de nuestro fin de semana.
You know, Moses asked God, who should I send you?
Cuando Moisés le pidió a Dios, ¿qué pudiera enviar?
And God said, I am.
Y Dios dijo, yo soy.
Yahweh means I am.
Yahweh dice, yo, quiere decir, yo soy.
Jesus didn't say before Abraham was born, I was.
Jesús no dijo después de antes de Abraham, yo era.
He says, well, before Abraham was born, I am.
Dijo, antes de Abraham naciera, yo soy.
He's saying, I'm the one who existed before the entire universe.
Dijo, yo soy aquel que ha existido desde antes de todo el universo.
And look at their response.
De su respuesta.
They picked up stones to stone him.
Yeah, agarraron piedras para apedrearlo.
Because they thought he was a liar.
Porque pensaron que era un mentiroso.
Does anybody ever claim to be God?
¿Alguno de ustedes ha dicho que es afirmado que es Dios?
Have you ever heard of people claiming to be God?
¿Has escuchado alguna vez que alguien diga que es Dios?
I have.
Yo lo he escuchado.
They're crazy people.
Es gente loca.
But Jesus says, I am.
Pero Jesús dijo, yo soy.
John 10, verse 30.
Vamos a Juan 10, versículo 30.
Let's read
29 and 30. Lo que el Padre me ha dado es más grande que todo y nadie se lo puede quitar. El Padre y yo somos uno solo.
So Jesus says, the Father and I, we're one.
Jesús dice, el Padre y yo somos uno.
Now let's look at the response of the Jews.
Vamos a ver la respuesta de los judíos.
Verse 31 and 32.
Versículo 31 y 32. Los judíos volvieron a tomar piedras para tirárselas, pero Jesús les dijo, por el poder de mi Padre he hecho muchas cosas buenas delante de ustedes. ¿Por cuál de ellas me van a tener?
You know, some people, when they saw Jesus,
algunas personas cuando vieron a Jesús,
they bowed at his feet and said, Lord.
Se cayeron a sus pies y dijeron, mi Señor.
Because they believed what he said.
Porque ellos creían lo que dijo.
Others didn't believe.
Otros no creyeron.
And they decided to stone him to death.
Y decidieron apedrearlo a muerte.
There was no middle ground.
No había divisa o término medio.
People either wanted to get him out of the way.
Algunos si querían salir de su camino.
Or made him Lord.
O hacerlo su Señor.
But what about the people here in Tijuana?
Pero qué tal la gente aquí en Tijuana?
Yeah, Jesus, that's good.
Ah, sí, Jesús es bueno.
No, I think I might go to church.
Yo también voy a una buena iglesia.
Next month.
La siguiente, yo voy a la siguiente
semana. If I have time. If I have time.
Si tengo tiempo.
If my boss gives me some time off of work.
Si mi jefe me da chances con el trabajo.
I mean, the only reasonable response to Jesus.
La única razón que tenemos para seguir a Jesús.
Is to say he's God in the flesh.
Es decir, que es Dios en la carne.
Or he's crazy.
O que está loco.
Dangerous.
Peligroso.
Next would be John 11.
Vamos a
Verse Let's start with verse 23.
Yeah. Salmo 23. Jesús le contestó, tu hermano volverá a vivir. Marta le dijo, sí, ya sé que volverá a vivir cuando los muertos resuciten en el día último. Jesús le dijo, entonces, yo soy la resurrección y la vida. El que cree en mí, aunque muera, vivirá. Y todo el que todavía está vivo y cree en mí, no morirá jamás. ¿Crees esto?
So, Lazarus has died.
Así que Lázaro había muerto.
One of Jesus' good friends.
Era uno de los buenos amigos de Jesús.
And Martha says, you know, you should have been here.
Y Martha dijo, oye, tú debías haber estado aquí.
You could have saved him.
Lo hubieras podido salvar.
And then Jesus says,
y Jesús dice,
I'm the resurrection and the life.
Yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
Imagine that.
Imagínate eso.
A man,
un hombre,
says, I am the resurrection and the life.
Dice, yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
And whoever believes in me,
y cualquiera que crea en mí,
will live even though he dies.
Vivirá aunque muera.
So who is Jesus?
Así que ¿quién es Jesús?
Is he a wise teacher?
¿Es un maestro sabio?
Well, I guess so.
Yo creo.
He was a teacher.
Era maestro.
He was wise.
Era sabio.
Is he a prophet?
Era el profeta.
Well, yeah, he was a prophet.
Sí, también es profeta.
But he's the Messiah.
Pero es el Mesías.
He's the Son of God.
Es el Hijo de Dios.
And Jesus had a way of proving his claims.
Y Jesús tenía su manera de probar sus afirmaciones.
He said, I'm the bread of life.
Yo soy el pan de la vida.
And what had he done just a few hours earlier?
¿Y qué hizo unas horas antes?
He made bread from nothing.
Hizo pan de nada.
Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life.
Y dijo, yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
So what did he do?
¿Y qué hizo?
He went out to Lazarus' grave.
Y fue a la tumba de Lázaro.
And he said, pull back the stone.
Y dijo, quite la piedra.
And the people said, Jesus.
Y dijo, Jesús.
Don't you know it smells really bad over there?
Near that grave?
He's been there for 4 days.
Ha estado por 4 días.
Don't you know what kind of happens to a body after 4 days?
¿No sabes lo que le pasa a un cuerpo muerto después de 4 días?
What an amazing scene.
Qué escena tan increíble.
Jesus said, Lazarus, come out.
Y dijo, Jesús, Lázaro, sal de
ahí. And Lazarus came out.
Y Lázaro salió.
I like to read the response that people had.
Vamos a leer la respuesta que la gente tuvo.
Verse 45 through 47.
Vamos a tener 45-46. Por esto, creyeron en Jesús muchos de los judíos que habían ido a acompañar a María y que vieron lo que había hecho. Pero algunos fueron a ver a los fariseos y les contaron lo que había hecho Jesús.
I like the way the Bible puts it.
Me gusta la manera que lo expresa la Biblia.
It said, some of them put their faith in him.
Dice, algunos de ellos pusieron su fe en él.
I would think so.
Yo creo que sí.
He raises Lazarus from the dead.
Levantó a Lázaro de la muerte.
So, they put their faith in him.
Así que pusieron su fe en él.
But some people, they didn't put their faith in him.
Pero algunos no pusieron su fe en él.
They decided to kill him.
Decidieron matarlo.
And because of this miracle, they decided to kill Jesus. Because of this miracle, they decided to kill Jesus. Now, those who decided to kill Jesus, did they believe that he raised Lazarus from the dead? Yeah! That's why they tried to kill him. Because there's only two rational responses to Jesus. Give your entire life to him.
Das toda tu vida entera a él.
See, here am I, send me.
Aquí estoy, envíame.
Or to try to destroy him.
O tratar de destruirlo.
No half-hearted responses to Jesus.
No hay reacciones intermedias hacia Jesús.
So, maybe Jesus was crazy.
Quizás Jesús estaba loco.
In Mark 3, they accused him of being crazy.
En Marcos 3, lo acusaron de estar loco.
His family said, he's out of his mind.
Su familia dijo, está fuera de su mente.
And the rabbi said, oh, he's possessed by a demon.
Y los rabbis dijeron, está poseído por un demonio.
But Jesus said, that doesn't make any sense.
Pero Jesús dijo, eso no hace sentido.
Would a demon cast out a demon?
¿Y si un demonio sacaría otro demonio?
Was Jesus crazy?
¿Estaba Jesús loco?
What do crazy people do?
¿Qué hace la gente loca?
Well, they do crazy things.
¿Hace cosas locas?
Now, I don't know.
Yo no sé.
I mean, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you guys are snakes. You guys are whitewashed tombs. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Oh, maybe he was crazy. Maybe we're all crazy. We're crazy for Jesus, amen? People say, maybe he's a liar. Maybe Jesus said, yeah, you know, I'm the resurrection and the life, because I don't really wanted a big following, I guess. But what do liars do? How do liars react? How do liars act? Jesus didn't act like a liar. In fact, after he raised Lazarus from the dead, they stopped saying he was a liar. They stopped saying he was crazy. Nobody could believe that. So they said, we got to kill this guy. But the problem is, he's the Messiah. I want to talk about why I believe Jesus is the Messiah. In Luke 24, verse 44, he said,
in Lucas 24, verse 44, dice, luego les dijo, lo que me ha pasado es aquello que les anuncié cuando estaba todavía con ustedes, que había de cumplirse todo lo que está escrito en la ley de mí, en la ley de Moisés, en los libros de los profetas y en los salmos.
So Jesus said
así que Jesús dijo,
that all the prophecies of the Messiah were written about me.
Todas las profecías del Mesías fueron escritas acerca de mí.
So I want to talk about that. I see that as evidence for Jesus.
Yo quiero hablar al respecto. Hay evidencia de eso.
So let's pretend for a moment we're being skeptical.
Vamos a pretender por un momento que somos escépticos.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No sé al respecto.
Well, a couple of points.
Un par de puntos.
First of all,
nada,
somebody could ask, the skeptic could ask, how do I know these prophecies were written before Jesus did them?
¿Cómo puedo saber que esas profecías fueron escritas antes de Cristo?
Well, it turns out the whole Old Testament was translated into Greek in 250 BC.
Resulta que todo el Antiguo Testamento fue traducido al griego antes, 250 años antes de Cristo.
And there's the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Y están los rollos de los manuscritos del Mar Muerto.
Including the Isaiah Scroll.
Incluyendo los manuscritos de Isaías.
The entire Old Testament, or most of it, was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls 200 years before Jesus.
La mayoría del Antiguo Testamento fue encontrado en los...
And then maybe the skeptic would say, how do I know these things really happened? Now I'm not going to take the time to read Tacitus or Josephus. But most of the prophecy fulfillment we're going to read are things that are a matter of history. And then the person says, well, maybe Jesus is reading these things out of context. Kind of reading through the Old Testament, it says that somebody rode on a donkey, so I'll ride on a donkey. But we're going to read only prophecies that the Jews themselves said were of the Messiah.
Solamente vamos a hablar de profecías que los mismos judíos dijeron que eran profecías de Mesías.
There's an interesting fact.
Hay un hecho interesante.
The Jews had services where they do the same verse every week from the Old Testament.
Los judíos tenían servicios que hacían el mismo verso cada semana.
Kind of like in the Catholic Church.
Como en la Iglesia Católica.
The first week they do this verse, etc.
Como en la primera semana hacen estas escrituras y así una y otra.
And they had many prophecies of the Messiah in their weekly readings. But after Jesus' life,
Pero después de la vida de Jesús,
they took the prophecies out of their services.
Sacaron las profecías de sus servicios.
Because people would come to the synagogue,
porque la gente llegaba a la sinagoga,
and the next week they show up at the church.
La siguiente semana iban a la iglesia.
Now the fourth question for the skeptic.
Cuarta pregunta de un escéptico.
Well, maybe he faked it.
Quizá él fingió.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
maybe Jesus was reading the Old Testament.
Quizá Jesús leía el Antiguo Testamento.
It says you got to ride on a donkey.
Sí, ahí tienes que montar un burro.
All right, going to ride on a donkey. It says you got to get despised and rejected. All right, I'll get despised and rejected. Because I want everybody to think I'm great. I want to start a religion. Well, that doesn't make much sense. Because one of the prophecies has you getting killed. That's not a very good plan for starting a religion. What do you think? See, there's a cross in this prophecy. Alright, so now what we're going to do is we're going to look at some prophecies. Isaiah 53. We'll just read three verses, the ones on the screen.
Dice, los hombres lo despreciaban y lo rechazaban. Era un hombre lleno de dolor, acostumbrado al sufrimiento, pero fue traspasado a causa de nuestra rebeldía, fue atormentado a causa de nuestras maldades. El castigo que sufrió nos trajo la paz, por sus heridas alcanzamos la salud. Fue maltratado, pero se sometió humildemente y ni siquiera abrió la boca. Lo llevaron como al cordero al matadero y él se quedó callado, sin abrir la boca, como una oveja.
So first of all, is this a prophecy about the Messiah? It says, yes, he will take away our sins. And one prophecy is that the Messiah would be despised and rejected. Is it a historical fact that Jesus was despised and rejected?
¿Y es esto un hecho histórico que Jesús fue despreciado y rechazado?
Yeah, the Jews recorded that.
Sí, los mismos judíos escribieron al respecto.
The Roman historian Tacitus recorded that.
La historia romana Tácito escribió al respecto.
Now, could Jesus say, all right, I want to make people think I'm the Messiah?
¿Pudiera haber dicho algo que la gente cree que soy el Mesías?
Could he arrange to get despised and rejected?
¿Pudo haber arreglado eso para que lo despreciaran y lo rechazaran?
I think telling the Pharisees they're a bunch of whitewashed tombs, that might get you rejected. But then it says he was pierced for our transgressions. Jesus was pierced. Could Jesus have arranged to get pierced? Can you imagine him on the cross? He says to the soldiers, hey, do me a favor. After I die, I don't want to explain it, but after I die, just help me out. Please stab me in the side. You know, just do me a favor, okay? I don't know about that one.
No sé al respecto.
And it said that he was silent before his accusers. That's true as well. And then there's another prophecy. It's in Micah, chapter 5, verse 2.
Los clanes de Judá, de ti saldrá gobernante de Israel, descendiendo de una antigua familia.
Now, it's a fact that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Es un hecho que Jesús nació en Belén.
There are two cities of Bethlehem in Israel.
Hay dos ciudades de Belén en Israel.
Jesus was born in the smaller one.
Y Jesús nació en la más pequeña.
Bethlehem Ephratah.
Belén Ephratah.
Now, could Jesus have arranged to get born in Bethlehem? Because remember, if you want to be a fake Messiah, you've got to get born in Bethlehem. How many here today are qualified? Was anyone here born in Bethlehem? Sorry, you lost your chance. Could Jesus have arranged to get born in Bethlehem?
¿Pudo haber Jesús arreglado que naciera en Belén de Judá?
Well, sure.
No.
Because he's God.
Bueno, claro, el discípulo de Dios.
Yeah, he could do that. And then in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1,
también en Isaías 9:1,
it says that the Messiah will come from Galilee.
Dice que el Mesías vendrá de Galilea.
From the land of Zebulun and Naphtali.
Por la tierra de Zabulón y Neftalí.
Well, that's confusing.
Y eso es confuso.
The Messiah has to be born in Bethlehem.
El Mesías tiene que nacer en Belén.
But he has to come from Galilee.
Pero tiene que venir de Galilea.
Somewhere between Zebulun and Naphtali.
En algún lugar entre Zebulón y Neftalí.
Now here's a map.
Aquí está el mapa.
And there's Zebulun.
Ahí está Zebulun.
And there's Naphtali.
Ahí está Neftalí.
Guess where Nazareth is?
¿Dónde crees que está Nazaret?
Right on the border between Zebulun and Naphtali.
La frontera entre Zebulun y Neftalí.
So if you want to claim to be the Messiah,
si tú quieres,
you have to get born in Bethlehem,
Belén,
but you have to come from somewhere near Zebulun and Naphtali. How many candidates do you think there are for that one?
¿Cuántos candidatos crees que hay para eso?
But that's not all.
Eso no es todo.
Because there's Psalm 22, 16 through 18.
Porque también está Salmo 22, 16 al 18. Dice como perros, una banda de malvados me han rodeado por completo. Me han desgarrado las manos y los pies. Puedo contarme los huesos. Mis enemigos no me quitan la vista de encima. Se han repartido mi ropa entre sí y sobre ella echan suertes.
Is this a prophecy of the Messiah?
¿Es esta una profecía del Mesías?
I think so.
Una profecía.
I like to imagine David writing this down.
Me imagino cuando Jesús, David estaba escribiendo esto.
He writes, they've pierced my hands and my feet. Why did I write that? That's really weird. Did you know that crucifixion wasn't even invented until 300 BC? ¿700 years after David died? And crucifixion with the hands and the feet,
y la crucifixión con las manos y los pies,
100 BC.
400 años antes de Cristo.
By the Romans.
Por los romanos.
So how did David know the Messiah would be pierced by hands and feet?
¿Cómo hubiera David sabido que iba a ser atravesado los pies y las manos?
Is it a historical fact that Jesus was crucified?
¿Es un hecho histórico que Jesús fue crucificado?
Absolutely.
Absolutamente.
Could Jesus have arranged to get crucified? Well, I guess so.
Yo creo.
I don't know what kind of plan that would be.
No sé qué plan de plan hubiera hecho.
But actually, it was hard to get crucified.
Era difícil ser crucificado.
The Jews couldn't crucify.
Los judíos no podían crucificar.
Only the Romans could.
Solamente los romanos.
And why would they bother to crucify somebody who never did anything bad?
¿Y por qué ellos hubieran molestado crucificar a alguien que nunca hizo nada?
And then it says, I can count all my bones.
También yo puedo contar todos mis huesos.
What's that about?
¿De qué se trata eso?
Well, you know the two thieves, they broke their legs, right?
¿Sabes que a los dos, al ladrón le rompieron las piernas, verdad?
Because it was the night before the Passover.
Porque era la noche anterior de la...
But Jesus was dead.
That's Pascua.
Yeah. But Jesus was dead.
Pero Jesús ya había muerto.
So they didn't break his legs.
Así que no le rompieron las piernas.
And then it says, they divided my garments among them.
Dice que separaron sus ropas entre ellos.
And they gambled for them.
Y jugaron, apostaron por ellas.
Well, which is it?
Pero qué, ¿cuál es eso? ¿Qué es eso?
One for you, one for you, one for me?
Es uno para ti, uno para ti, uno para ti.
Or did they gamble?
O hicieron, jugaron, apostaron.
Or they did both.
O hicieron ambos.
I like to imagine Jesus on the cross.
Quiero imaginarme a Jesús en la cruz.
Hey, guys.
Hey, muchachos.
That garment,
ese ropajes,
that's real valuable.
Es muy valioso.
If I were you,
si yo fuera usted,
I wouldn't rip it.
No lo rompería.
I think you should gamble over
this. Yo sé que ustedes deberían apostar.
You know, Jesus is the Messiah. He is who said he was.
Es lo que dijo que era.
If we feed upon him, we will live even though we die.
nosotros nos alimentamos de Él, vamos a vivir aunque moramos.
He is God in the flesh.
Él es Dios en carne.
That's not all.
Y eso no es todo.
There's Zechariah.
También está Zacarías.
Just the first part.
Dice, Zacarías 11. Les dije entonces, si les parece bien, páguenme mi salario, y si no, déjenlo. Y le pagaron 30 monedas de plata.
Now, let me see here.
Déjame ver aquí, a ver.
How much did they offer Judas to kill Jesus? To betray Jesus?
¿Cuánto se le ofreció a Judas para traicionar a Jesús?
30 pieces.
30 piezas.
29, no.
No, 29.
21, no.
No, 21.
Exactamente, 30. I like to think about these Pharisees later on. These Sadducees reading Zechariah a couple months later.
Oh,
30 pieces.
Oh, 30 pieces.
Should have sold them for 40.
Jesus is the Messiah.
And what did they do with the money? He threw the money back, right? And it was prophesied.
Y fue profetizado. El Señor me dijo, toma estas monedas, el espléndido precio que me han puesto, y échalas en el tesoro del templo. Yo tomé las 30 monedas y las eché en el tesoro del templo.
It's exactly right.
Exactamente lo mismo.
The blood money was used to buy the potter's field.
Ese dinero era el que fue comprado para...
The guy makes clay pots, I guess.
Para hacer cerámicas.
And it was a field used for the Gentiles.
Era un campo para los gentiles.
Because the blood of Jesus was shed for the Gentiles as well.
Porque la sangre de Cristo también fue derramada por los gentiles también.
All right, last one.
Y lo último. Daniel 9:26. 70 semanas han de pasar sobre tu pueblo y tu ciudad santa. Para poner fin a la rebelión y al pecado, para obtener perdón por la maldad y establecer la justicia para siempre, para que se cumplan la visión y la profecía y se consagre el Santísimo. Debes saber y entender esto desde el momento en que se ordene restaurar el construir Jerusalén hasta la llegada del jefe consagrado. Han de pasar 7 semanas y las calles y murallas reconstruidas de Jerusalén durarán 72 semanas.
So this is the prophecy of the Messiah.
Así que esta es una profecía del Mesías.
It even says the anointed one will come to Jerusalem.
Y dice, aunque el ungido vendrá a Jerusalén.
The word anointed one, Messiah.
Y la palabra ungido es el Mesías.
He's going to bring everlasting righteousness.
Va a traer rectitud que nunca terminará.
Now when's this going to happen? ¿Cuándo ocurre?
¿Esto cuándo ocurre?
77. From the time the issue to rebuild Jerusalem.
Desde que sucedió eso hasta que se reconstruyó Jerusalén.
Was there ever a decree to restore or rebuild Jerusalem?
¿Hubo algún acuerdo para reconstruir Jerusalén?
It's actually in Ezra chapter 7.
Ahí está en Ezra 7.
Artaxerxes.
Artaxerxes.
He made a decree to go back and rebuild Jerusalem.
De regresar y reconstruir Jerusalén.
And then Nehemiah obeyed.
Y entonces Nehemías obedeció.
And he went and rebuilt Jerusalem.
Y fue y reconstruyó Jerusalén.
We know the exact year of that decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem.
Año de ese decreto.
It's 458 BC.
77.
490 years.
Por más de 90 años.
Let's subtract 490 from 458.
Vamos a restar 490. Le vamos a restar 458.
That's negative 32.
Es menos 32.
32 AD.
32 antes de Cristo.
Well, no. No. Just no. Because there was no year zero.
Porque no había año cero.
So 490 years from the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem.
So, el año 490 fue cuando se hizo el decreto para restaurar Jerusalén.
33 AD.
38 antes.
So if you want to claim to be the Messiah,
si
You have to get killed.
Tienes que ser asesinado
in Jerusalem.
En Jerusalén.
In about 33 AD. In fact, if you want to claim to be the Messiah, you have to be born in Bethlehem, raised in Galilee, despised and rejected, pierced, and crucified. You have to be quiet when you're accused. You have to get betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. You have to have your garments gambled over. And all this has to happen in the year 33 AD. You know, people who don't believe in Jesus, they say Jesus was crazy. I say they're crazy. How could you not believe in Jesus? So why don't people believe in Jesus? I think we need to tell people about this. We need to call people to respond to Jesus. It's not just the evidence. It's the response. Because Jesus didn't just say, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said, I'm the way.
Yo soy el camino.
I'm the truth.
Soy la verdad.
And so we need to call people to respond to Jesus.
Así que necesitamos hablar a la gente para que responda a Jesús.
But I haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
Pero todavía no he llegado a la mejor parte todavía.
I wish I had another half hour. But I only have 5 more minutes. What about the resurrection? The evidence for the resurrection is overwhelming. You know, there's a few facts that are worth mentioning. Fact number one. Jesus was crucified by Pontius Pilate. It's recorded by Josephus.
Está escrito por el Josefo.
By Tacitus.
Por Tácito.
Jewish and Roman historians.
Por los historiadores romanos y judíos.
Is one of the most well-established facts of history.
Es uno de los mejor hechos determinados en la historia.
Fact number two.
Hecho número dos.
From the very beginning of the church.
Desde el principio de la iglesia.
The church always claimed he was resurrected.
La iglesia siempre afirmó que fue resucitado.
Within a few weeks.
Después de unas pocas semanas.
In front of tens of thousands, they declared Jesus raised from the dead.
Frente a miles de personas.
That's a fact.
Eso es un hecho.
Even the skeptics admit that.
Aún los escépticos admitieron eso.
Fact number three.
Hecho número tres.
It's a very inconvenient fact for the unbeliever.
Y es un hecho muy inconveniente para los que no creen.
The tomb was empty.
La tumba quedó vacía.
The tomb of Jesus was empty.
La tumba de Jesús estaba vacía.
I guarantee it was empty.
Te garantizo que estaba vacía.
Because if it wasn't empty,
porque si no hubiera estado vacía,
when Peter declared the resurrection of Jesus,
cuando Pedro declaró la resurrección de Jesús,
the Jews would have said, hey, come over here, let me show you something. There's his body.
Ahí está su cuerpo.
And then there's fact number four.
Y el hecho número cuatro.
I'm not listing it in my outline.
No estoy siguiendo, no lo tengo aquí en mi outline.
But it's virtually a fact.
Es virtualmente un hecho.
Is that Jesus was alive.
Que Jesús estuvo vivo.
Because like Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Porque Pablo dijo en primera de Corintios capítulo 15.
He appeared to Peter and John.
Se apareció a Pedro.
And he appeared to the women at the tomb.
Y se apareció a las mujeres en la tumba también.
And he appeared to James.
Y se apareció a Santiago.
And he appeared to the other apostles.
Y se apareció a los otros apóstoles.
Then he appeared to more than 500 eyewitnesses.
Y se apareció delante de más de 500 personas, testigos oculares.
How many eyewitnesses would it take?
¿Cuántos testigos oculares tiene que haber?
In court, how many eyewitnesses would you need?
¿Cuántos? La corte, ¿cuántos testigos necesitas?
How about 500?
¿Qué tal 500?
And all 500 would die.
Y todos los 500 morirían.
Rather than change their testimony.
en lugar de cambiar su testimonio.
Brothers and sisters, it's a fact.
Hermanos y hermanas, es un hecho.
Jesus was killed.
Jesús fue muerto.
His tomb was empty.
Su tumba estuvo vacía.
And he was alive.
Y él estuvo vivo.
You know, the skeptics have tried to come up with some explanations. They said, maybe they stole his body. So what do you think? The disciples. They come up and maybe, you know, karate chopped those soldiers. The greatest soldiers in the world at that time. They punch him or something like that. And then pull the body out. And then nobody would have seen it. They wouldn't have told anybody what happened. That's crazy. Other people say, well, he didn't even die. All right, so no food or water for 3 days. Beaten to the point of death. And then crucified and killed. And if that's not enough, they put a spear through his heart. And then he's laying there in the tomb. Shakes it off. Pushes away the stone. Gives a karate chop to all those soldiers. And then walks away. And then he's walking around like nothing happened. Okay. You know, Jesus was raised from the dead. I believe it. It's the greatest miracle in all history. There are other explanations, but I'm not going to waste your time with those silly explanations. So what about the resurrection? You know, I think the resurrection should clear a few things up. Well, what about the fact that, I don't know, there's some possible contradiction in the Bible? Well, I don't know. Jesus was raised from the dead. Well, what about what happened over there in that church? Did you hear what happened over there in that church? Well, I don't know. But Jesus was raised from the dead. Well, what about these people over here? What about those people who didn't have any water? They couldn't get baptized. I don't know. Jesus was raised from the dead. That kind of settles a lot of questions for me. So who do you think Jesus is? What about his claims? He said, I'm the bread of life. He says, whoever eats from me will live even though he dies. He asked, can anyone prove me guilty of sin? And they were silent. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said, before Abraham was born, I am. And he raised Lazarus from the dead. And he was born in Bethlehem. Raised in Galilee. And we could go on and on and on. And then to top it off, they killed him. And he was raised from the dead. What's your response to Jesus? Are you just going to say, well, that's a nice story? I might even come back to church next week. I might even read the Bible. If I have some spare time. That doesn't make any sense at all. You need to either reject Jesus. Don't talk to any of us ever again. And tell us we're crazy. Or you need to join up with us. We need to live out the Christian life. Thank you for having Jan and I here this weekend. We enjoyed it. Thank you, Marisa.